With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You are not alone. Now that sounds like something you might hear in a horror film, but it's true. Your body's actually home to a whole host of bacteria that live on and in you. It's called your microbiome. You might be slightly repulsed by the idea, but these tiny organisms are really important for our health, but it appears they're under threat from our modern lifestyles. By comparing samples of human bowel bugs from America with remote populations living in Papua New Guinea, scientists have found significant differences between the two. Now they think they know why as well. Georgia Mills spoke to Jens Walter from the University of Alberta to find out.
So there are different hypotheses, you know, why we, you know, lost diversity or why we have a depleted microbiome in the Western world. These hypotheses, you know, they go from the use of antibiotics to our diet. Our study suggests that antibiotics are an unlikely reason because antibiotics are actually quite heavily used in Papua New Guinea because they have a lot of infections and antibiotics are not well regulated. So these individuals use quite a bit of antibiotics. In our publication, we hypothesized that it is the ability of bacteria to be able to travel between individuals. We think that one major factor why we are losing bacteria is because we basically prevent them from being able to be transmitted between humans. And this is, you know, due to our clean living conditions, which are to a much, much lesser extent present in Papua New Guinea.
Does it matter that we've lost all this diversity in our gut bugs?
One of the motivation of this research is that we are observing an increase in quite a large array of chronic metabolic and immunologic diseases in the Western world within the last 50 or 60 years. We don't really understand why we see this increase. And diseases such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, autoimmune diseases like inflammatory bowel diseases, multiple sclerosis, autism, it is obvious that it is something in our environment. And we don't really see a high prevalence of these diseases in non-Westernized society. So there are different hypotheses now by which, you know, this increase happened. And one of them is that it is related to our microbiome, meaning that the microbiome is somehow not functional anymore in the Western world or disrupted, and by being disrupted, predisposes us to these diseases. Trying to identify the bacteria that we are missing in the West, we can potentially think about testing, you know, what is their role in human health, and then if they play an important role in human health, we can actually try and potentially add them back and then hopefully have some benefit and decreasing risk of certain diseases.
Jens Walter from the University of Alberta. He was speaking with Georgia Mills. So you're never really on your own. You've always got some bacteria for company.